pray. God, who calls us into relationship with each other and with God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I have a quiz for you, but if you were at leadership team on Monday night, you don't get to play. Where are the following words on display in our church? Be the church. Protect the environment. Care for the poor. Forgive often. Reject racism. Fight for the powerless. Share earthly and spiritual resources. Embrace diversity. Love God. Enjoy this life. Anybody know where that is in our church?
Posters down the hall? The banner in the lobby.
Ding, ding, ding. Our newest member, the banner in the lobby that is hangs above the door as we walk out the door. That entire statement is about our relationship with each other, the environment, and with God. I will tell you that upon first reading this scripture, I did not first read it in the Message translation. I read it in the New Revised Standard Version. I really wanted to look at perhaps preaching on something other than this passage. However, after reading a different version and after doing some study in it, it felt more manageable. At first, when I read this, it seemed like Jesus is saying not to follow the Jewish law. And I will confess, I entitled my sermon, Do This, Not That, long before I had spent time studying it. Because indeed, it is not saying don't follow the Jewish law. It says the law says this, but I say this. But in reality, it is Jesus looking more deeply at the law. Plus, he specifically mentions following the law at the end of the passage. He talks in the Message, he says, this counsel is embedded deep in our traditions. Those laws exist. And when you read them, you think, oh, these are really awful things to talk about. But when we go deeper into them, it's really all about relationship. The message Jesus is teaching is about how to interact with each other as a follower of Jesus. It doesn't say, don't ever get angry. It says, if you allow your anger to get the best of you without finding healthy outlets and or confronting that which causes you anger, it impacts your relationship with that person. If you hold on to that anger, it impacts your relationship. When you fail to address issues with others, that impacts your relationship with God. It is only until we work on our relationships with each other, with God's beloved, that our relationship with God has room to grow. Those are beloved of God, and we are called to love our neighbor as ourselves. When Jesus talks about adultery by looking at another woman, first of all, it is from the man's perspective. Not surprisingly, that was when it was written. It was written from a man's perspective. But it is really about the objectification of another person. Again, it is about relationship. Divorce, what a sticky subject. But divorce is about how you treat the person that at one point you claimed you loved. Continuing to treat them with respect because they are another human being, not because of all the things that they did to you. Now, let me be clear. I am not telling you that if you are in an abusive relationship, you have to stay. That is not what this says. This is about relationship. This is about you being deserving of respect as well as offering the respect. Righteousness is not about what you say, but what you do. Keeping your word is about your relationship with God, a God who loves us. It is not about being pious, but about being honest. And sometimes the honest answer is no. No, I can't do that. And that's okay. And that's what Jesus is teaching. Don't say yes because you think it's the right thing to do. Give your honest answer. That sign that hangs above the door as we leave is indeed about relationship. It is about how we treat each other. Care for the poor. Forgive often. Reject racism. Fight for the powerless. Share earthly and spiritual resources. Embrace diversity. Because when we do all of those things, we can then better love God. When we don't protect the environment, God's creation, it impacts the way in which we love God. My question at the beginning of worship was, who is someone with whom you need to reconcile? I don't necessarily expect that to come to you immediately, or perhaps it did. But as you continue to ponder that this week, consider how that impacts your relationship with God. Our world is filled with vitriol these days. It used to be you only had to turn on the news and you would hear that. But indeed, it is all around us. We have a person in the White House that objectifies women. We have politicians that call groups of people deplorables. We have family members who refuse to speak to other family members because of who they voted for in the last election or who they are planning on voting for in the next election. All of that impacts our relationship with God because we fail to see each other as God's beloved. We fail to see each other. In yet another week of Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is telling us once again that we are called to live a different way. Yes, this was written for a specific audience. Paul is writing to the people in Corinth and saying to them, You're fighting over whether you are following Paul or following Apollos. He's writing very specifically. But they're fighting over who they are supporting. And so much of it still applies to us today. This is not about do this, not that. It's not about don't follow the laws. But in this passage, we are being told to go deeper and look at what those laws mean. And so I encourage you to go out this week with a determination to reconcile. Not just because it's the right thing to do, but because it will impact your relationship with God. It does not mean that you have anything to apologize for to someone who has been abusive to you. But it does mean that you reconcile with someone with whom you have not treated as a beloved child of God. When we do this, not just when we say it, when we do this, we are suddenly seen as the followers of Christ we profess to be. Not only with our words, but with our actions. May it be so. Amen. I invite you to join in singing For the Healing of the Nations.